The detail of what happened last night has left the entire Strabane community horrified and very, very worried. This has instilled fear and intimidation to the hearts of this community, given how easy it is for someone to come along in a van, pick up a 22-year-old man and give him an unbelievable beating, one that is horrific and has shown horrific injuries, and that he sustained broken bones to his body and a number of gashes, namely to his head and other parts of his body.
And of course, this follows a spate of similar such incidents in the recent past in Strabane.
This has been happening all too often, and I think it's important now that politicians from an array of political backgrounds unite along with the authorities to send out a strong condemnation of these acts. These are individuals that feel that they can take the law into their own hands and carry out such attacks or punishments on people that they may have an agenda against. But last night it didn't only worry or annoy or have an effect detrimentally on the family or the person directly affected. It also has had a wider impact on this town and the society that we're in, particularly around the Curtain Drive area, where there's a lot of elderly, vulnerable residents and a lot of younger teenagers and children that are around there. And I know today that many will be horrified at what's happened. But it's important that there's a strong message sent out that we need people to come forward with the information to the PSNA. And it's only when the PSNA receive that information that we can clamp down and ensure that we remove the scourge of violent activity from our streets and this intimidation that continues to exist almost 20 years after the Good Friday Agreement was signed.